먼저 성경 말씀 읽겠습니다.
Let us first read from the word.
예레미야 31장 31절.
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31.
예레미야 31장 31절을 찾아 주시기 바랍니다.
Please open to Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
제가 읽겠습니다.
I will read for you.
나 여호와가 말하노라 보라 날이 이르리니 내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 집에 새 언약을 세우다.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
나 여호와가 말하노라 이 언약은 내가 그들 열조의 손을 잡고 애굽 땅 인도하여 내던 날에 샘과 같이 아니할 것은 내가 그들의 남편이 되어서 그들 내 언약을 파하였습니다.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord.
나 여호와가 말하노라 그러나 그날 후에 내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 집에 세울 언약은 이러하니 내가 곧 그들의 법을 나의 법을 그들 속에 두며 그 마음에 그 기록하여 나는 그들의 하나님이 되고 그들은 내 백성이 될 것이라.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
그들이 다시는 각기 이웃과 행지를 가르치기를 너는 여호와를 알라 하지 아니하리니 작은 자로부터 큰 자는 다 나를 알미라. 내가 그들의 죄악을 사고 다신 그 죄를 기억지 아니하 여호와의 말이니라.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more.
거기까지 읽겠습니다.
I read 2 verse 34.
여, 안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
사랑 교회 와서 이런 설 수 너무 감사하고요.
I'm happy to be at this loving church to stand before you.
또 목사님 만나서 좋은 시간들을 가졌습니다.
And me with the pastor here, we had a wonderful time together.
제가 늘 단에 서면 하고 싶은 이야기가 너무 많아서 시간 어기고 하는데.
You know, when I stand at the podium, there's so many things to say.
정말 여러분들과 함께 이 시간 가졌으면 감사한지 모르겠습니다.
And I'm so thankful to be able to share this time with you.
하나님 우리에게 늘 새로운 약속을 주셨는데
God has given us the new promise.
이 이야기는 오늘 읽은 이야기는 율법과 정반대되는 이야기입니다.
The words that we just read today, these are words very opposite of the law.
율법 십계명은 하나님 시내산 이스라엘을 이끌어낼 때에 하나님이 주셨습니다.
The law, the Ten Commandments, God gave to the Israelites when He was bringing them out of Egypt.
오늘 많은 사람들 십계명을 지키려 노력을 하지만 온전히 지키는 한 명도 없습니다.
There are many people today working hard trying to keep the Ten Commandments, but there's nobody who could keep them perfectly.
지금 예레미야에 기록된 이 성경은 무슨 책 거리냐 하면,
But the words we read in Jeremiah, what it's telling us is,
이스라엘 백성들이 십계명을 못 지켜서 하나님의 저주를 받아서,
Israelites were unable to keep the Ten Commandments. And they were to be cursed. And they became captives all around the world. The city of Jerusalem was burnt down.
성문이 불타고 성벽은 무너졌고.
The temple gates were burnt down. The temple walls were broken down.
많은 사람들은 포로 전 세계 잡혀져 있습니다.
And many Israelites were taken captives all around the world.
예레미야가 포로 중에 이 글을 기록합니다.
But Jeremiah wrote these words while they were captives.
너무나 안타까워 오늘 많은 기독교는 십계명 율법은 아는데.
But the sad thing is that many Christians today they know about the Ten Commandments.
새 언약 이 말씀은 아는 사람이 거의 없습니다.
But it's hard to find people who know the words about the new covenant.
왜 그럴까요?
Why is that?
율법에 매여 있습니다.
Because they are bound to the law.
여러분 하나님은 우리에게 율법을 주실 때 지키라고 줬다고 생각지 않습니다.
Everyone, God did not give us the law for us to keep them.
율법을 지키면 복을 받는다고 말을 했지만
It says that if you keep the laws, you will be blessed.
지구에 율법을 온전히 지키는 한 명도 없습니다.
But not one person in the world succeeded in keeping the law.
근데 왜 하나님 율법을 주었지요?
Then why did God give us the law?
물어봅시다.
Let me ask.
율법 지키려 얼마나 노력을 했습니까?
How hard have you tried to keep the law?
완벽하게 지키는 사람 한 명 있습니까?
Is there anybody who kept the laws perfectly?
한 명도 없습니다.
Not even one.
제 손녀가
My granddaughter
트럼프 대통령상을 받았습니다.
She got the President Trump's Academic Award.
점수 94점을 받았는데
She scored a 94.
학교 시험에서 94점 받으면 잘한 거예요.
If you got a 94 at a school exam, is that good?
잘했어요.
Did she do good?
기준이 이상합니다.
But the standard is weird.
94점 받았다면 여섯 개 틀렸다는 이야기인데.
If you got a 94, it means you got six wrong.
그게 잘한 거예요.
But is that a good job?
율법을 여섯 개 어기면 저주를 받는데.
But if you break six laws, you get cursed.
94점이 잘한 거예요.
So is 94 a good job?
인간 기준은 학교 공부를 해서
human standard is that if you study in school
100점을 맞아야 하는데
and you have to score a 100
80점 맞았습니다.
But you got an 80.
20개 틀렸습니다.
You got 20 wrong.
아, 너 공부 잘했다.
Hey, you did good in school.
100점 되겠네.
Try harder and you'll get a 100.
이건 인간 기준입니다.
That is the human standard.
율법을 하나라도 어기면 저주와 멸망이.
But the law says that if you break even one, you are cursed, you are destroyed.
출애굽기에 보면은
In Exodus,
하나님 십계명을 줄 때 이야기를 했습니다.
God spoke to the Israelites when he gave them the Ten Commandments.
너희가 내 법을 다 지켜행하면
If you keep and do all my laws,
내가 제사장 나라를 만들겠다.
I will make you into a nation of priests.
복된 나라가 되게 하겠다.
I will make you into a blessed people.
그리고 신명기에서는
And then in Deuteronomy,
너희가 내 법을 다 지켜행하면
If you keep and do all my laws,
들어와도 복을 받고
Blessed you are when you come in,
나가도 복을 받고
Blessed you are when you go out,
반죽 그릇이 복을 받고
Blessed is your basket and your store,
그렇죠?
Right?
문화 유하는 객이 복을 받고
Blessed are the guests of your gates,
못 지키면
But if you do not keep them,
나도 저주를 받고
Cursed you are when you come in,
나도 저주를 받고
Cursed you are when you go out,
반죽 그릇이 저주를 받고
Cursed is your basket in your store,
후손이 저주를 받고
Cursed are your descendants, cursed are your flocks.
자, 물어봅시다.
So, let me ask you.
만일에 하나님 다시 여러분에게 묻는다면
If God asks you now,
너희가 내가 지금 말한 이 법을 다 지켜행하면
If you keep and do all the laws that I give you,
들어와도 복을 받고 나와도 복을 받고
You're blessed when you come in, when you go out. Blessed is your offspring.
복을 받고 유한은 그에게 복을 받고 복을 주겠다.
Blessed is your basket and your store. Blessed is your guests. Bless, 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 bless.
만일에 못 지키면
But if you do not keep them all,
들어와도 저주, 나가도 저주, 또 만나 저주, 저주, 저주를 받는다.
Cursed are when you come in. Cursed are when you go out. Cursed is your offspring. Cursed. Curse, curse.
자신 있는 사람 손 들어보세요.
Raise your hand if you're confident you could keep them.
아니 한 명도 없어요.
Not even one.
제가 영어 한번 해볼까요?
Shall I speak some English?
No, not one.
No, not one.
No, not one.
No, not one.
한 명도 없습니다.
Not even one person.
야, 이 교회 목사님 누구죠?
Who's the pastor of this church?
이 교회 되게 지혜로우네.
The people are so wise.
정말 지혜로우네요.
You are so wise.
우리는 지킬 수 없습니다.
We are unable to keep them.
이스라엘 왜 저주를 받은지 알아요?
Why was Israel cursed?
왜 포로가 된 줄 알아요?
Why did they become captives?
왜 예루살렘 성전이 불타고?
Why was the temple of Jerusalem burnt?
성전이 무너진 줄 알아요?
Why were the city gates destroyed?
자기를 몰랐어.
They had no idea who they were.
지켜서 한 명도 없어요.
Not even one of them could keep it.
나와, 누가 지켜서 나와 봐.
If you can keep it, come on, come up.
거짓말쟁이 나 말고.
But not a liar.
한 명도 없어요.
But not even one person can do it.
여러분 성경의 가장 기본된 이걸 알아요.
And this is the most fundamental thing of the Bible.
자, 여러분 출애굽기를 찾아봅시다.
Let us open to Exodus.
출애굽기 19장 5절에
Exodus 19 verse 5.
제가 읽겠습니다.
I will read for you.
세계가 다 내게 속하였나니 너희가 내 말을 잘 듣고 내 언약을 지키면 너는 열국이 내 소유가 되겠고
Now therefore if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people for all the earth is mine
너희가 내게 대하여 제사장 나라 거룩한 백성이 되리라
And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation
너희는 이 말을 이스라엘 자손에게 고할지니라
And these are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel
모세가 와서 백성의 장로들을 불러 여호와께 자기께 명하신 그 모든 말씀 그 앞에 진술하니
And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words the Lord commanded him.
8절에 뭐라 기록되냐면은
But what does verse 8 say?
백성이 일제히 응답하여 가도 우리가 여호와의 명하신대로 우리가 다 행하리이다.
And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. We will do.
Can you? 백성들은 뭘 한지 아십니까?
But what did the people say?
우리가 다 지키겠어.
We will keep them all.
오늘 많은 교회가
many churches today
거짓말을 해요.
They lie.
우리가 지키면 지키겠습니다.
We will keep them. We will do them.
안식일 지키겠습니다.
God, we will make sure we
지키겠습니다.
Keep them. We will do them.
다 어겼어요.
They broke them all.
하나님 약속했어요.
And God promised them.
지키면 내가 복을 주고.
If you keep them, I will bless you.
제사장 나라가 되고.
Make you into a nation of priests.
귀대한 나라가 될 거야.
And make you into a peculiar nation.
이스라엘 백성이 뭐라고 말한 줄 알아요?
Do you know what the Israelites should have said?
오 하나님 불쌍히 여기소서.
Lord, have mercy on us.
우리 못 지킵니다.
We are unable.
진짜 나를 아는 사람 그렇게 말해야 돼.
People who truly know themselves will say that.
백성이 뭐라고요?
But what did the people say?
우리가 다 지키겠습니다. 그랬어요.
We will do them all.
그래서 모세가 돌판에다가 하나님의 손가락으로 쓴 글씨 십계명을 들고 시내산에 내려와요.
So Moses comes down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments on the tablets of stone written by the finger of God.
근데 같이 갔던 친구가 말해요.
And the guy who went with him, he says,
진중에 싸우는 소리가 납니다.
I hear sounds of fighting at the camp.
모세는 알아요.
But Moses knew.
이건 싸우는 소리가 아니야.
This is not the sounds of
fighting.
These are sounds of music and dancing.
모세가 시내산에 올라가서
When Moses was on Mount Sinai,
하나님 40일 동안 교제를 했어요.
And he had fellowship with God for 40 days.
백성이 시내산 40일 안 내려오니까
And since Moses did not come down for 40 days,
산속에 물도 없고 거기는 음식도 없는데 죽었을 거예요.
And people saw that there's no food, no water on the mountain. They thought Moses must be dead.
그래서 죽었다고 생각했어요.
So they assumed Moses was dead.
아론이 걱정이 됐어요.
And Aaron was worried.
자, 지금까지 모세 이스라엘에서 인도했는데.
Until now, Moses led the people.
모세 죽어서 어떻게 해야지?
But if Moses is dead, what do we do?
이 백성이 흩어지고 하면 안 되지.
The people are going to get all scattered.
모세 구심점을 만들어야 돼.
I need to make a focal point for the people.
금송아지 만들자.
Let's make the golden calf.
자, 전부 다 금 있는 거 다 가져와.
Everybody bring in your gold.
그래 금송아지를 만들었어요.
And they made the golden calf.
잘 만들어졌네 이놈.
And is this well made, right?
자, 이 금송아지 이게 너희를 애굽에 건져낸 하나님이다.
This is the golden calf, the God who brought you out of Egypt.
모세는 십계명 돌판을 들고 내려왔어요.
Moses came down with the tablets of stone, the Ten Commandments.
금송아지를 만들고 있거든요.
But the people had made the golden calf.
자, 십계명 첫째.
First commandment of the law.
뭐죠?
What is it?
내 앞에 다른 신은 두지 말라.
You shall have no other gods before me.
또 두 번째.
Second commandment.
너를 위해 우상을 만들지 마.
You shall not make idols unto yourselves.
다 지킨다 그래 놓고.
They said they're going to keep all the commandments.
내려오기도 전에.
But even before the law came.
어겼어요.
They broke it.
결과는.
The end result.
3천 명이 죽습니다.
3,000 are put to death. 3,000 are put to death.
우리 생각을 바꿔야 돼요.
So we must change our thoughts.
하나님 믿는 사람의 생각 바꾸면 굉장히 신앙이 쉬운데.
And so if we change our thoughts, spiritual life becomes very easy.
율법을 지켜서 복을 얻겠다.
To think I'm going to keep the laws and get blessed.
자기를 몰라도 너무 모르는 소리.
Do you say that when you have no idea about yourself?
그리고 율법이 온 이래로.
And ever after the law was given.
지금까지 한 명도 온전히 지킨 사람은 없어요.
Till today, there has not been one person who kept the law perfectly.
그래서 하나님은 우리에게 말씀하셨어요.
That's why God says to us.
예레미야 31장 31절.
In Jeremiah 31, verse 31.
이스라엘에서는 전 세계 포로로 잡혀갔어요.
The Israelites were taken captives all around the world.
예루살렘 성문은 성문은 불타고
The gates of Jerusalem city were destroyed.
성벽은 무너지고
City walls were destroyed.
성벽이 불타고
The temple was burnt down.
마하사는 포로 잡혀갔어.
And many Israelites were taken captives.
왜?
Why?
법을 어기느라 약속을 못 지켰어요.
It's not because they were unable to keep the commandments. It is because they broke the promise.
그리고 잘못하고 대답했어요. 잘 모르고 대답했어요.
And they answered without knowing properly.
예, 우리가 여호와면 다 지키겠습니다.
Yes, Lord, we'll keep all your commandments.
너희들이 어떻게 지켜?
How could you keep them?
거짓말쟁이.
You're liars.
도둑이.
You steal.
싸우는 너희들 어떻게 지켜?
You fight. You have hatred. How could you keep them?
여러분 섭섭한 것은
The sad thing is
오늘 많은 교회가
Many churches today
율법을 지켜서 복을 얻으려고 합니다.
They try to get blessed through keeping the law.
가정된 겁니다.
That is so fake.
거짓된 겁니다.
It's deceitful.
우리 하나님 뭐라고 말해야 하는지 아십니까?
Do you know what we need to say before the Lord?
하나님 우리 아시잖아요.
God, you know us.
욕심 많잖아요.
We're greedy.
엄탕하잖아요.
We are lustful.
거짓되잖아요.
We are deceitful.
더럽잖아요.
We are ugly.
우리 어떻게 당신의 법을 지킵니까?
How could we keep your law?
불쌍히 여겨 주시오.
So have compassion on us.
이게 참된 우리의 태도입니다.
That is the true posture we need to have.
슬픈 것은
But the sad thing is
오늘 많은 교회가
In many churches today
주일마다 십계명을 지키라고
On Sundays they dictate you gotta keep the Ten Commandments.
목사님 지킵니까?
But pastor, can you?
자기도 못 지키면서
He can't even do it.
우리가 잘못된 길에 들어섰습니다.
No, we had entered into a wrong thinking.
잘못된 길에 들어섰습니다.
Wrong path.
우리는 절대로 율법을 지킬 수가 없습니다.
We are absolutely incapable of keeping the law.
하나님 왜 율법을 줬냐면
Then why did God give us the law?
우리가 착한 사람이 아닌 걸 가르쳐 주려고.
To teach us that we are not good people.
여러분 율법을 다 지켜서 얼마나 신나겠어요?
If you could keep all the laws, how proud would you be?
아직 거짓말 한 번도 안 했어요.
I never ever lied. Get out of my way.
난 착해 살았어.
I'm such a good man.
나 율법 다 지켰어.
I never stole.
그랬을 거.
That's what you would have done.
한 명도 없었습니다.
But not one person succeeded.
한 명도.
Not even one.
오늘날 이 시대 가장 가정한 사람들은
The most hypocritical people today
율법을 지키는 척하는 사람
People who act like they can keep the commandments
우리는 감히 지킬 수 없어
How could we ever do that?
우리는 더럽고
We are dirty
거짓되고
Deceitful
음란하고
Lustful
악하고
Evil
욕심 많고
Greedy
저주를 받을 사람
People worthy of curse
우리는 율법이 필요한 게 아니고
So it is not the law that we need
예수님이 필요한 거예요
We need Jesus
율법 다 지켜 뭐 하려고 예수님이 필요합니까?
If we could keep the law, why would we need Jesus?
율법 지켜서 한 명도 없습니다
But not even one person can keep the law
저는 제가 성경 읽다가
While reading the Bible
예레미야 31장 31절을 읽었어요.
I read Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
나 여호와가 말하노라.
Behold the days come saith the Lord.
날이 이르리.
Behold the days come.
내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 집에 새 언약을 세우리라.
I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
어떤 목사님 만났는데
There was this pastor that I met.
그분 저한테 명함을 주셨어요.
And he gave me his name card.
명함에 New Covenant Church라고 돼.
His name card said New Covenant Church.
너무 좋은 교회네요.
It's a great church name.
New Covenant가 뭔지 아십니까?
I asked him, Do you know what the New Covenant is?
아, 뭐가 저 잘 모릅니다.
Oh, he says, I'm not really sure.
제가 설명을 해줬어요.
And so, can you teach me?
왜냐하면 새 언약.
Because the New Covenant.
이게 하나님이 예레미야 31장 31절에 나와요.
And that new covenant is talked about in Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
31장 31절 왜 나오냐면은
Why is it talked about in Jeremiah 31 verse 31?
이스라엘 나라가 망했어요.
Israel was destroyed.
바벨론에 포로를 돼 가지고
They were taken captives to Babylon.
성전은 불타고
The temple of Jerusalem was burnt down.
왕은 눈앞에서 왕자가 죽임을 당하고
the king saw his own son be put to death in front of him
두 눈을 뽑아버리고
and two of his eyes were plucked out
바벨론에 포로로
he was bound and taken captive to Babylon
불법을 어겼기 때문에
because they broke the law
약속했기 때문에
and they broke the promise
다 지키나 어겼기 때문에 그래
they said they'll keep them all but they broke the law
그래서 이스라엘의 저주를 받고
therefore Israel was cursed
바벨론에가 종살이를 했어
and became slaves to Babylon
하나님이 예레미야 선지자를 세우셨습니다.
But God established prophet Jeremiah.
하나님이 예레미야 선지자에게 무슨 얘기를 하냐면
And what God said to prophet Jeremiah was
기가 막힌 이야기를 하셨어요.
He gave him amazing words.
31장 31절.
In Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
나 여호와가 말하노라.
Behold the days come saith the Lord.
날이 오리니 내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 집에 새 언약을
That I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
그다음 말이 뭐냐면,
and after that it says,
이 언약은
not according to the covenant.
내가 그들의 열처 손을 잡고 애굽에 나오던 날 세운 것 같지 아니할 것은,
that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
그들 내 언약을 다 파하였습니다.
Which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord.
그러므로 저희와 세울 언약이 이것이니
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord.
내 법을 저희 마음에 두고
I will put my law in their inward parts
제 생각에 기록하리라
and write it in their hearts.
그리고 뭐라 하냐면
And then it says
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고 다시는 그 죄를 기억지 아니하리라
In verse 34, for I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more.
여호와의 말입니다.
Saith the Lord.
여러분은 어느 언약을 선택하겠습니까?
Everyone, which covenant will you select?
New covenant.
New covenant.
최고입니다.
You're the best.
어느 날 가면 여자가 하나만 다 잡혔어요.
One day there was the woman who was taken in the act of adultery.
그래서 돌에 맞게 끌려가다가
She was being taken to be stoned.
서기관 바리새인들이 예수께 끌어가보자.
But the Pharisees and the scribes said, "Let's bring her to Jesus. Come on, come on, come on."
끌어갔어요.
And they brought her over.
그 자를 가운데 세웠습니다.
And they had her in the midst.
예수님께 말씀했습니다.
And they said to Jesus,
선생님 이 여자가 가늠하다 현장에 잡혔습니다.
Master, this woman was caught in the act of adultery.
무슨 이런 여자 돌로 치라면 선생은 어떻게 말하겠어요?
The law of Moses commands that she should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
예수님 손가락으로
Jesus with his finger
땅에 글씨를 쓰셨어요.
He wrote on the ground.
왜요?
Why?
첫 번째 율법은
The first law
하나님의 손가락으로 쓰셨어요.
Was written by the finger of God
돌판에다.
on the tablets of stone.
그건 아무도 못 지켰기 때문에
and everybody failed to keep them.
New covenant를 쓰내리가 있어요.
Therefore he is writing the new covenant.
왜요?
Why?
가늠을 이제 가늠을 했는데
This woman committed adultery.
율법으로 재판하면
If she is judged by the law
돌에 맞아 죽어야 돼요.
She has to be stoned to death.
예레미야 31장에 하나님 약속했어요.
But in Jeremiah 31 God promised.
나 이를 내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 새 언약을 세우리라.
Behold the days come I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel with the house of Judah.
그 여자를 살리려면
In order to save this woman
절대로 율법을 가지고 살릴 수가 없어요.
Through the law she cannot be saved.
New covenant가 필요해요.
The new covenant was necessary.
그래서 예수님 손가락으로 쓰셨습니다.
That's why Jesus wrote with his finger.
쓰시고 일어나셔서
He wrote it, he got up and he said,
너희 중에 죄 없는 자가 먼저 이 자를 돌로 치라.
He that is without sin, let him first cast a stone at her.
웃기는 이야기지, 그죠? 죄 없는 자가 어디 있어요, 그죠?
You know, how could they? How is anybody without sin?
그리고 다시 손가락으로 쓰셨습니다.
And again, he wrote with his finger.
두 번 쓰셨어요.
He wrote twice.
왜?
Why?
율법도 두 번 썼어요.
The law was also written twice.
첫 번째 썼는데
It was written the first time.
모세가 내려오니까
When Moses came down with the law,
만들었어요.
they made the golden calf.
내 앞에 당신을 두지 말라.
You shall have no other gods before me.
마.
You shall not make idols.
율법 다 깨뜨렸어요.
So Moses shattered the law.
다시 또 율법 만들었어요.
So again, the law was made.
깨뜨렸을 때
When it was shattered,
하나님이 아 잘했다.
God said, "Oh, good job."
예, 하나님 우리 뭐 지킵나 제발 잘 깼습니다. 이제 앞으로 또 주지 마시오.
God, we broke these, shattered the commandments because we cannot keep them. Don't give us the law anymore.
그래도 여전히 지키려고 했기 때문에.
And but they kept on trying to keep them.
다시 십계명이 내려왔어.
So the law was given to them again, the Ten Commandments.
오늘 이 시후에 많은 사람 율법을 지켜 보려고 합니다.
Many people today try to keep the law, trying to be blessed.
지키지도 못하면서.
Even though they're incapable.
얼마나 위선적.
How hypocritical that is. Our loving saints of the church, saith the Lord, that if you keep the law, you will be blessed. Let us be blessed and keep the law. And I will bless you in the name of Jesus. It is wrong. Not one person is able to keep the law.
그래서 하나님은 말씀하세요.
That's why God said,
날이 이르리니
the days come.
내가 이스라엘 집으로 새 언약을 세워.
That will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
그 다음에 하신 말씀이,
and then he says,
이 언약은,
this covenant,
내가 이스라엘 애굽에서 인도하여 내들 나를 세우고 갖지 아니할 것은,
not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
그들은 내 아들이 된 내가 그들은 내 아내가 파였어.
Which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord.
그날 이후로 내가 저희와 세울 언약이 이것이니.
And this is the covenant that I will make with them after these days, saith the Lord.
내가 그들의 마음에 그들의 생각에 기록하여.
I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts.
나온 대로 그들 다 나를 아미라.
And then they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them.
그들의 죄악을 사.
For I will forgive their iniquity.
다시는 그 죄를 기억지 않.
And I will remember their sin no more.
여호와의 말.
Saith the Lord.
사람들은 교만했어요.
People were arrogant.
율법 지키는 율법을 지킨다고.
Even though they could not, they said they will keep the law.
또 사탄에게 속아서,
and also deceived by Satan.
율법을 잘 지키는 줄로 알고 있어요.
People thought that they could keep the law.
율법을 지키는 사람 한 사람도 없습니다.
There's not even one person who can keep the law.
이걸 영어로 말하면,
if you say this in English,
no, not one.
No, not one.
맞아요.
Is that right?
네. No, not one.
No, not one.
죄송합니다.
I'm sorry.
이게 목사님 율법 지킬까요?
Do you think the pastor of this church can keep the law?
예, 못 지킵니다.
No, he can't.
박옥수 목사는 지켜요.
Pastor Oksu Park can keep the law.
그 율법 말고.
Not the law.
New covenant.
But the new covenant.
아멘.
아멘.
여러분 얼마나 많은 율법에 매 종로로 탑니까?
But so many people are locked up, tied down to the law.
하나님 율법 지키기를 원치 않았어요.
God did not want us to keep the law.
율법으로는 죄를 깨달은.
For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
율법은 우리를 구원할 수가 없습니다.
The law could not save us.
인간들이 어리석게 자기 율법 지키면 지킬 수 있다고 생각을 해서.
Man were foolish, claiming and thinking that they could keep the law if they tried.
율법 아래 왔어요.
And went under the law.
이야기를 하나 하겠습니다.
Let me continue.
어제 제가 LA를 왔는데.
Now one evening, I visited LA.
LA에 저희들 교회 목사님 사모님의 언니가 LA 와 살아요.
The older sister of a pastor's wife in our church lives in LA.
LA 오자마자 이 부인은 불행하게도 이혼을 했어요.
You know, when she immigrated to LA, she got divorced right away.
아들 하나를 데리고 살아요.
And she was living with her son.
열심히 공부해서 회계사 시험에 합격을.
And she studied hard and became a CPA.
그래가지고 LA는 큰 식당 몇 개 세금을 계산을 해줘요.
And then she got a job doing taxes for large restaurants in LA.
그래서 이제 이 여자는 다 대 그냥 부유한 편인데.
And so she made a pretty good living.
아들 하나를 최고로 키우고 싶었어요.
And she wanted to raise her one and only son to be the best.
어떻게 했냐면은.
So what she did was.
양복 살 때 그 백합 제일 비싼 거.
She always bought him the most expensive clothes.
사과 살 때 제일 좋은 거.
The best apples.
뭐든 최고로 사줬어.
Whatever it was, she only bought the best for him.
엄마가 할 수 있는 것밖에 없었어.
That was the only thing she could do for him.
아이가 학교를 다니면서.
And her son grew up.
학교에서 미국 많은 학생들 공부를 배우는데.
And then in school, other kids learn to study.
학교에서 마약도 많이 배운다 그러더라고.
But he learned doing drugs in school.
마약을 하기 시작했어.
And he started doing drugs.
근데 너무 심했어요.
And it got very bad.
어느 날 어머니가 아이 주머니에 큰 총이 있는 걸.
And one day the mother saw her son had a gun in his pocket.
어머니가 너무 두려웠어요.
And the mother was so afraid.
아들에게 말할 수 없었어요.
And she couldn't talk about this to him.
그러다 어느 날 마음을 자고 이야기를 했어요.
And one day she talked about this to him.
아들아,
son,
너는 나의 전부야.
You are my everything.
내가 여러분 죽고 싶었었어.
Many times I just wanted to die.
너 때문에 죽을 수가 없었어.
But because of you, I could not.
너 이렇게 살지 않으면 안 돼.
Can you not live like this?
아들이 대답했어요.
And then the son replied,
엄마, 그러지 마.
Mom, don't say that.
나 살고 싶어 사는 거야.
I'm not living because I want to live.
나 하루 열 번도 더 죽고 싶어.
More than 10 times a day, I just want to die.
마음대로 안 돼.
But I can't help being like this.
왜 엄마까지 그래?
So mom, stop picking on me.
죽어버릴까?
I just want to go die then.
엄마는 그 아들을 갈 수 있는 방법이 없었어요.
And there was nothing the mother could do for her son.
그래서 마침 제가 LA에 갔는데.
But at that time I was in LA.
저한테 와 자기 아들을 도와달라고.
She came to me asking me to help her son.
제가 자기 아들 도울 수 없었어요.
But I couldn't do anything for him.
여행 중에 왔는데.
I'm in the
바쁜데.
middle of my travel. I'm busy.
세 번을 왔어요.
But she came to me three times.
세 번째 엄마 울면서 제기.
The third time she came to me crying. She said,
제가 이 아이를 도와야겠다고 생각.
Can you please help my son? I thought I should.
부인한테 얘기를 했어요.
So I told her,
당신 아들 내가 한국에 데려가면 되겠는데.
Can I take your son with me to Korea?
아, 예, 데려가시오.
Oh, sure, take him.
한국에 왔어요.
So I brought him to Korea with me.
다 떨어진 바지.
He had torn up pants.
공중 중간에 딱.
You know, barely hanging off his bottom. I'm walking around like this.
우리 집에 이상한 손님 왔어.
So we had a new strange guest in my home.
내가 뭐라고 해야겠습니까?
So what should I tell him?
저는 목사하고 성경을 읽었는데.
And as a pastor, I read the Bible.
율법을 얘기해서 안 되겠죠.
You know, by telling him to keep the law, that's not going to do.
은혜 법을 이야기해야겠죠.
I have to teach him about grace.
맞아요.
Is that right?
야, 너 그런 바지 입지 마.
Hey, stop wearing those pants.
너 뭘 하지 마.
Stop that.
뭘 하지 마.
Stop that.
율법을 얘기하면
If I spoke the law to him,
안 될 것 같아.
It wouldn't work.
제가 생각을 했어요.
So I thought about it.
야, 잘 잤어?
Hey, did you have a good sleep?
잘 생겼어, 자신.
You look good.
그래.
I would say that to him.
율법 전혀 이야기하지.
I didn't speak the law to him at all.
그 아이에게 소망을 줬어.
And I put hope in him.
어떤 소망을 준지 아세요?
Do you know what kind of hope?
성경을 읽어보니까.
When I read the Bible.
예수 우리 죄를 위해 죽으셨어요.
Jesus, He died for our sins.
너 죄 있니?
Do you have any sins?
죄만 치워.
I have many sins.
아니야.
No.
몰라서 그래.
It's because you don't know.
예수 왜 십자가에 못 박히셨지?
Why was Jesus crucified?
우리 죄를 위해서요.
For our sins.
아네.
Well, you do know.
그러면 예수 네 죄 사했잖아.
That means Jesus forgave your sins.
너 죄인이야?
Then are you a sinner?
나 죄 많이 지었는데.
Well, I've committed so many sins.
아, 많이 지었는데 죄인이야?
You know, I know you have, but are you a sinner?
성경 어렵다 그러네.
And then we searched the Bible.
이야기를 했어요.
And I spoke to him.
너무 신기한 거는.
The very amazing thing is,
하나님의 말씀이 들어오면 사람들은 변해요.
When the word of God enters in, people change.
어떤 일이 있었냐면.
So what happened was.
한국에 합천이라는 동네가 있는데
In Korea there's a town called Hapcheon.
그 교회에서 나하고 한번 오라고 막 부탁
And the church there, you know, they were urging me to visit them.
간다고 그랬어요.
I said I will.
근데 뭐 얼마 전 못 갔어요.
But for a while I could not visit them.
오늘 우리가 크리스마 칸타타를 진주에서
But one night we held a Christmas cantata in Jinju.
마침 한 밤 10시 됐네.
And when it was over it was like 10 p.m.
그래서 합천은 한 30분을 갈 수 있거든요.
And from there Hapcheon's only 30 minutes away.
차를 몰고 합천을
So I drove my car and went to Hapcheon.
밤 이제 늦게
And late at night
사람들이 모였어요.
The brothers and sisters gathered.
이야기를 하고
We talked
말씀을 전해 주고
And I preached the word.
자고 싶어 자려고 하는
And then it was time to go to sleep.
어떤 부인이 찾아왔어요.
But one lady came to see me. She said, Pastor, I cannot live like this anymore. And she told me what was going on. She was married 23 years ago. Her husband was a believer. He did not drink. So after the first 3 years of marriage, he started drinking. And how badly he drank was, in Korea there's strong liquor called soju. Really strong liquor. And you take it in a little cup like this. And he would drink 10 to 12 bottles of this a day. He'd get up in the morning, open his fridge, and gulp, 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 gulp. He'd chug it all down. And then the wife came to me crying and she said, her husband has no job, all he does is drink. So when she comes home from work, the bottles are in the living room, in the bedroom. There's bottles all over the floor. She said it was so painful cleaning them all up. You know, if you're drinking, at least clean up your own bottles. And then so the wife said to me, Pastor, I cannot live with this man anymore. She came to me crying and crying. It's so painful. I can't live like this anymore. And then I said, tomorrow morning, you know, bring your husband here. So the next morning she came with her husband. It was early in the morning. I could smell the liquor on him already. He drinks the really strong liquor. So I spoke with him. I told him, I'm going to show you a Bible verse. And I open to Hebrews chapter 10. If you have your Bibles, let us open.
14절.
Verse 14. Oh, you here see it on the screen? What does it say? For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Forever.
Forever.
Forever가 뭐지요? 영어로?
What does forever mean?
영어로.
Forever.
이게 믿어져?
Do you believe this?
제가 한 제물로.
For by one offering.
저는 예수님인데.
That's referring to Jesus.
제사 제물로 삼아가지고.
You know, he became the offering.
내 죄를 영원히 사했다.
And forgave my sins forever. And then I told him what happens next. I said to him, I told him to read it. Oh. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
Forever.
Forever. You're forever. So I asked him, are you holy? He said, no, I'm not. I'm a drunk. I'm not holy. Hey, what does the Bible say? It says, I'm sanctified. But I'm a drunk. I thought, come on. The Bible is the truth. Your thoughts are wrong. What does the Bible say? That Jesus, as the one offering, through his crucifixion, he forgave our sins forever.
Our 합창단은
our choir
음악을 하면서
when they sing music,
호흡하는 법을 배워요.
They learned how to breathe.
그래서 숨을 안 쉬고 노래 잘 불러요. 얼마
and
동안.
So for a while they can sing without breathing.
옆에 보다 기절할라.
And when I see them do it, I almost faint.
노래 잘 불러요.
And they sing really well.
호흡법을 배운다.
They learned how to breathe.
이 호흡법 배워도 안 돼, 영원한.
You know, but eternity, you can't do that by learning how to breathe.
자, 나는 성경을 믿습니다.
I believe the Bible.
성경에 분명히 이야기하기를.
The Bible clearly says.
예수님 십자에 못 박혀 죽으셨어요.
That Jesus was crucified.
그걸 미리 가르치기 위해 구약의 양을 잡고 소를 잡아 제사 드림으로 죄를 사했어요.
And so in the Old Testament, they killed goats and calves and lambs to give offerings to forgive your sins.
왜 양을 잡고 소를 잡아 제사를 드렸냐 하면은
Why were those offerings of goats and calves given?
너 잘 봐라. 지금 양을 잡고 소를 잡아 제사 드리지. 그럼 죄가 사해지지.
Hey, look, these goats and calves are being offered and it forgives your sins.
하나님의 아들 예수님은 네 죄를 위해 십자에 못 박혀 죽으면 네 대신 죽어줄 거야.
Likewise, Jesus is going to die on the cross in your place to forgive your sins.
그럼 네 죄가 영원히 씻어지는 거야.
That means your sins become forgiven. Given forever.
Amen.
Amen.
자식 저 뭐야 궁둥이 중간에다 바지 걸치고.
So the young man who had the pants hanging off his bottom like this, walking around like this.
불렀어요.
I called him in.
떨어요.
And then he was listening.
잘못한 게 많아서.
You know, he was trembling, kind of.
내가 이야기를 했어요.
And I shared these words with him.
떨지 마. 예수님이 너를 알아.
I said, you know, Jesus, look unto Jesus.
너를 위해서 십자에 못 박혀 죽으셨어.
He died on the cross for you.
네가 받을 죄를 대신 벌 받게.
And he received all the punishment for your sins.
네 모든 죄는 씻어진 거야.
All of your sins have been cleansed.
거룩한 거야.
And he has made you holy.
온전해진 거야.
And he has done that for you.
그 아이가 그날부터 변하기 시작했어.
And from that day on, that young man started to change.
지금은 결혼해서 아기도 낳고
Now he's married, he has kids.
사업을 하고 있어요.
And he runs a business.
한 번씩 전화해요.
And I talk to him on the phone occasionally.
잘 있어?
How you doing?
예, 목사님.
Oh yeah, pastor.
나 그때 잊을 수가 없어요.
Back then, I can't forget those days.
내 죄가 사해졌다는 이야기.
Yeah.
My
sins are forgiven. I cannot forget those words.
나 너무 행복해요.
I am so happy. You know, I'm so holy.
이 아이가 있는데 아버지가 왔어요.
And then when he was staying with me, his father came by.
아들이 아버지께 말했어요.
And he said to his father,
아버지 행복하세요.
Father, are you happy?
나 너무 행복해요.
I'm so happy.
내 가방에 다 떨어진 바지 있는데.
There are torn up pants in my bag.
필요 없어요.
I don't need them anymore.
너무 감사해요.
I'm so thankful.
아버지 엉엉 울면서.
The father started to weep.
목사님 내 아들이 변했습니다.
Pastor, my son has changed.
그때 은행 가서 돈을 이만큼 받아가지고.
He went to the bank
and
withdrew some money and brought it to me and said, Pastor, this is all I can do for you, he said.
그 아이가 6개월 후에 LA에 돌아갔어.
And that young man returned to LA after 6 months.
친구, 아, 너 잘 있었어, 왔어?
And his friend said, Hey, how you been?
마약하러 가자.
Let's go do drugs.
마약?
Drugs?
나 별로 관심이 없어.
Oh, I don't care for that anymore.
자식이.
Yeah, whatever.
네가 말해, 무슨?
You don't want drugs?
며칠 가나 보자.
Let's see how long that lasts.
한 달에 가도.
But even after a month.
두 달에 가도.
After 2 months.
6개월에 가도.
After 6 months.
그 마음에 예수님이 계셔서.
There was Jesus in his heart.
지켜봐야 하겠어.
And protected him.
내가 전화를 하면은.
And when I talked to him on the phone.
목사 나 그때로 돌아가고 싶어.
Pastor, I want to go back to that time.
그때 너무 행복했어.
Back then I was so happy.
그 약속을 믿을 때.
When I believed that promise.
자 여러분 우리는 성경을 정확히 알아야 하는데.
Everyone, we must know the Bible precisely.
하나님이 우리에게 십계명을 주신 건 지키라고 준 게 아니라.
God did not give us the Ten Commandments for us to keep them.
죄인인 걸 깨닫게 하기.
It is to let us realize that we are sinners.
알겠습니까?
Do you understand?
하나님 우리 못 지킬 걸 알았어.
God knew we would not be able to keep them.
그리고 하나님은 우리가 죄인인 걸 깨닫고
And God wanted us to realize that we're sinners.
예수님 피로 내 죄가 씻은 그 사실을 믿는 걸 가르치셨어요.
And he wanted to teach us to believe in the blood of Jesus that forgave our sins.
오늘 사람들 참 위선을 해요.
But people become hypocrites today.
자기도 율법 못 지키면서
even though they themselves are unable to keep the law,
지키는 척하고
they act as if they could.
지키라고 해요.
And they tell people you have to.
근데 못 지켜요.
But we are unable.
사람들이 그렇게 율법 지키라 하며 사는데
and people have lived long trying to keep the commandments like that.
성경을 몰라서 그래.
It is because they do not know the Bible.
하나님이 새 언약을 주시라.
God gave us the new covenant.
자, 예레미야 31장 31절.
Jeremiah 31 verse 31.
날이 이르 내가 있을지 그 유다 집 새 언약을 세우리라.
The days come, saith the Lord, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel, with the house of Judah.
언약은 내가 그들을 열주에서 애굽에서 인도한 내날 세운 같이 아니할 것.
A covenant not like the one that I took them by the land of Egypt. I'll bring them out of the land of Egypt.
야, 그들 남편이 그들 내 언약을 파했어.
Which my covenant they break, although I was a husband to them, saith the Lord.
나 뭐라고 하냐면.
And then it says.
33절에
In verse 33,
나 여호와가 말하노라.
Thus saith the Lord.
그러나 그날 후에 내가 있을지고 유다 집에 세울 언약 이러하니.
But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord.
내가 나의 법을 그들의 속에 두며 그들의 마음에 기록하여 나는 그들 하나님 그들 내 백성이 되리라.
I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
그들이 다시는 각기 이웃과 형제를 기르기 늘 여호와를 알라하지 아니하리니 작은 자로 큰 자까지 다 나를 압니다.
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord.
다음에 하는 이야기가.
And then God says,
내가 그들의 죄악을 사.
For I will forgive their iniquity.
다시는 그 죄를 기억지 않.
And I will remember their sin no more.
두 개의 약속이 있습니다.
There are two promises.
첫 번째 약속은
The first promise was
우리가 해야 할 일이고
We had to do it.
두 번째 약속은
But the second promise
하나님 하시기로 돼 있어요.
It is done by God.
그래서 첫 번째 우리는 율법 못 지켰기 때문에
So firstly we failed to keep the law.
새 언약을 하신 거예요.
That's why God gave us the new covenant.
만일 하나님 그 약속 안 지키면
But if God does not keep his promise
죄인 되는 거예요.
Then God would become the sinner.
그래서 하나님 예수님 보내셔서
That's why God sent Jesus.
우리를 씻었다고
And he tells us that he has washed away our sins.
그러면 씻어진 거예요.
And then you are washed.
죄를 사해 주십시오 하지 말고.
Do not say, please forgive me.
나같이 더러운 죄인을 사해 주어서 감사합니다. 그렇게 믿어야 돼요.
But believe, thank you God for having forgiven my sins.
그럼 합천에.
So in 합천.
있는 그 청년, 그 남자, 남편이.
That husband in 합천.
히브리 예, 난 10장 이 말씀을 읽어줬어.
I read him the words in Hebrews chapter 10.
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고 다시는 그 죄를 기억지 않아.
And also read him these words, I will forgive their iniquity, remember their sins no more.
제가 한 제물로 거룩하여 영원히 온전케 했다.
For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
형제 거룩해.
Brother, are you holy?
저 안 거룩합니다.
Oh, no, I'm not.
성경에 뭐라고 써?
What does the Bible say?
거룩하다 돼 있습니다.
It says that I'm holy.
거룩하잖아.
It says you're sanctified.
나 술 마시고 안 거룩합니다.
But I'm a drunk, I'm not holy.
20분 동안 둘이 싸웠어.
We argued for 20 minutes.
네 말이 맞아, 성경이 맞아.
Are you right or the words of the Bible right?
성경이 맞습니다.
The Bible is right.
그럼 네 죄가 없어진 거지.
Then your sins are gone.
너 온전하지.
Then you're perfect.
안 온전합니다.
No, I'm not.
성경이 그렇게 돼 있잖아.
Come on, that's what the Bible says.
20분 동안 싸웠어.
We argued for 20 minutes.
그 형제 입에서.
And then he said,
나 온전합니다.
I am perfect.
예수 십자가에 사였어.
Through the cross of Jesus. And then do you know what he said?
내가 온전하다.
I'm perfect. I'm perfect. I'm perfect.
그다음 이야기인데요.
And then what happened afterwards?
그다음 아침에 일어났어요.
He woke up the next morning.
냉장고 문을 열었어요.
He opened the fridge.
술 보기가 싫어졌어요.
He didn't want to look at the drinks.
나 진짜 거기에 끌려다녔어요.
I used to be dragged around by that.
전에 술 끊을 그렇게 결심했다.
Before he had tried so hard to quit.
조엘 다음 술을 끊어야 하고 술 끊어 결심할 때 막 고통스러워.
Every time he struggled to quit, it was so painful.
안 된.
He tried his best, but he always failed.
냉장고 열고 술을 봤어요.
But he opened the fridge. He saw the liquor.
이게 나를 끌고 다녀.
This used to drag me around.
아무렇지도 않아.
He felt nothing.
술 딱 끊었어.
And he quit drinking.
그다음 이야기죠.
And then let me tell you what happened next.
무슨 일 한지 아십니까?
Do you know what happened?
우리 신학교 들어왔어요.
He entered our theology school.
지금 뭐 하는지 알아요?
And do you know what he does now?
목사님이 돼.
He's a pastor.
너무 행복해.
He's so happy.
완전히 복음에 살아.
You know, he lives only for the gospel.
술 완전히 멀어졌어.
He's completely quit drinking.
사람들 만나 신앙과 성경 가르치.
He teach people about faith, about the Bible.
하나님이 하셨어요.
God did this.
지금까지 여러분이 하려고 했었죠.
Until now, you had been trying to do it yourself.
율법 지키고,
trying to keep the law.
죄 짓지 않으려고 애를 썼죠.
You know, try to wash away your sins.
아닙니다.
No.
그래서 우리가 못하기 때문에 예수님이 필요합니다.
Because we are unable, that's why we need Jesus.
저는 1944년에 태어났는데.
I was born in 1944.
어릴 때부터 교회를 다녔어요.
And I went to church from a young age.
어릴 때 7살 때 어머니가 세상을 떠.
When I was 7 years old, my mother passed away.
한국에 전쟁이 일어났고.
There was a war in Korea.
형님이 군대 갔고.
My big brother went to the army.
아버지도 전쟁 때문에.
My father was also out at the war helping out.
제일 큰 누님이 15살.
My oldest sister was 15.
작은 누님 13살.
My other sister was 13.
내가 8살.
I was 8.
동생이 4살이었어.
My little brother was 4.
우리 참 많이 굶었어.
And we went through a lot of hunger.
배가 너무 고팠어.
And I was so hungry.
제가 15살 될 때부터
And from the age of 15
도둑질하기 시작했어요.
I started stealing.
난 밀밭에 밀을 꺾어가지고
I stole wheat from other people's farms.
친구가 산속에 올라가서 불을 놔서
And I would take it to the mountains.
구워 먹었어요.
And roast the wheat and ate them.
그렇게 맛있었어요.
And it was so tasty.
감자 캐먹고
I stole potatoes and ate them.
사과 따먹고
I stole apples and ate them.
그래가지고 용서해달라고 막 빌었어요.
And then I would pray, God, please forgive me.
난 안 돼. 널 죄 짓고 죄인아 난 지옥 간다.
I thought all I do is sin. I'm headed for a hell. I'm a sinner.
그날 제 성경 읽다가
But one day while reading the Bible,
예수님 피가 내 죄를 온전히 씻은 이 사실을 마음에 믿었어.
I believed in my heart that the blood of Jesus forgave my sins.
내가 달라지기 시작했어.
And through it, I started changing.
내가 변한 건 아버지가 제일 먼저.
And my father was the first to notice that I had changed.
그리고 선교사가 다니는 학교, 선교사 학교에 선교 학교 갔어.
And then I entered into a missionary school.
너무 좋았어요.
It was really good.
이 복음을 전해요.
And I preached this gospel.
여러분 첫 번째 언약은 십계명입니다.
Everyone, the first covenant is the Ten Commandments.
지키면 복을 받습니다.
If you keep them, you are blessed.
지킬 수 없습니다.
But we are unable to keep them.
그래서 여러분 잘 아는 것은
That's why what you have to know is
십계명 돌 어디다 두는지 알아요?
Do you know where the tablets of the stone Ten Commandments were placed?
법궤 안에 집어넣고
inside of the ark
뚜껑을 덮어요
inside of the ark of the covenant and covered with the lid
뚜껑을 가지고
and the lid
멀시 시트라고
is called the mercy seat
자비의 자리
the seat of mercy
예 자비
seat of mercy
하나님이 자비를 베풀려면
because for God to give mercy
법을 펴놓은 자비를 못 베풀어
with the law wide open the mercy cannot be given
덮어놓고
the law had to be closed up
그다음 뭔지 알아요?
And then what?
천사가 날개를 펴서.
The angel spreads their wings and covers it saying, don't open this, don't open this.
이스라엘에 엘리 제사장이 있었어요.
There was prophet Eli of Israel.
그 제사장 나빴어요.
He was a bad priest.
자기 두 아들 홈리와 피나스만 제사장으로 삼았어요.
He only made his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, into priests.
홈리와 피나스는 방탕했어요.
And Hophni and Phinehas were sinful.
무시하고,
they despised the office 범죄. of the priest and they committed sins.
그래서 그 전쟁에서
And in the war against the Philistines,
법궤를 가지고 나갔는데,
they brought out the Ark of the Covenant.
법궤도 뺏기고,
they lost the Ark of the Covenant.
두 아들 죽고, 엘리 제사장도 죽고.
And the two sons and priest Eli all died.
엘리 제사장이 다른 외인을 시켜서 제사 사모한테 자기 아들만 자기 아들 범죄하고 그래서 제사 아무도 없었어요.
You know, the priest Eli did not teach other Levites to act as priests, and now his sons were dead.
예, 블레셋 날아간 법궤가 가는 데마다 저주를 받으니까 이스라엘 다 돌려보냈어요.
And wherever the Ark of the Covenant was in the Philistines, there was curse, so they returned the Ark of the Covenant to Israel.
그걸 가지고 벳세메스로 있는 동네를 가져왔는데.
And it was brought to a town called Beth-Shemesh.
슬프게도 벳 법궤를 맞은 사람이 없었어요.
And sadly, there was nobody there to receive the ark.
동네 사람들이 법궤를 들여다봤어요.
And the people of the town, they looked at the ark.
이게 뭐가 들었지?
They thought, what's inside this ark?
뭘 열었지요?
You know what's inside of the Ark of the Covenant?
뚜껑을 열었어.
And they opened up the lid.
그 뚜껑이 뭔지 아십니까?
And do you know what that lid is?
뚜껑을 열었어.
They opened up that lid.
그 뚜껑은 자비의 자리.
That lid was the mercy seat.
영어에서 mercy, 자비의 자리.
The seat of mercy.
그걸 왜냐하면 법을 덮어놔야 자비를 베풀 수 있어.
Because the law must be closed up for mercy to be given.
법을 열면 법대로 처리하면 다 저주를 받게.
Once the law is opened up and everybody's judged by the law, everybody gets cursed.
그들은 뚜껑을 열고 십계명 들어봤는데.
But the people there opened up the lid and looked at the commandments.
무슨 일이 일어난지 아세요?
Do you know what happened to them?
5만 70인이 그 자리 죽어요.
50,070 people were put to death on the spot.
율법 보지 마.
Do not look at the law.
보면 죽어.
If you look at it, you die.
은혜의 법을 봐.
Look at the law of grace.
예수 십자가를 바라봐.
Look at the cross of Jesus.
그래서 내 죄가 사해졌어.
That's where sins are forgiven.
저는 이런 복음을 우리나라에 전했어요.
And I preach this gospel in Korea.
그리고 미국을 참 사랑합니다.
And I really love America.
한국에 전쟁 있을 때,
when there was the war in Korea,
이북에 다 졌는데,
North Korea took over everything.
미국에서 더글라스 맥아더하고,
but Douglas MacArthur from the U.S.
그리고 군인들을 보내줬어요.
And American soldiers came.
우리를 그래서 건져줬어요.
And they saved us from the North.
이북은 세계 가장 비참한 나라고,
North Korea is the most miserable country in the world.
한국은 세상에 가장 좋은 나라가 됐어요.
And South Korea has become the most well-off country in the
한국은
world.
한국은 날마다 발전해.
In Korea, it develops every day.
혹시 여기 한국 차 타고 다니는 분 있어요?
Do any of you drive a Korean car?
아직 없죠.
Nobody?
한국 현대에서
From Hyundai Motors in Korea.
오래전에
Long time
마이카
ago,
시대가 올 거라고 자동차를 만들었는데.
They knew that one day there will be the my car generation. Well, everybody will have a car.
아주 늦게.
And so they started late.
독일, 미국, 영국, 일본, 이태리.
And so there was Germany, England, Italy, Japan, America.
한국은 차를 못 만들었어.
But Korea was behind making cars.
엔진을 못 만들었어.
They were unable to build their own engines.
일본 엔진 사다가 만들었는데.
And they met with a car company CEO of Japan.
지금은 세계에서 차를 잘 만든 나라가 됐어.
But now Korea has become the best car making country in the
혹시
world.
혹시 여러분 제가 이야기를 들었는데.
And I've heard that
미국 시민에게 현대자동차 광고를 했다고 하는데.
I heard Hyundai made an advertisement of their cars to in America.
현대한테 돈 먹고 하는 거 아닙니다.
And I'm not getting paid by Hyundai to say this.
현대자동차를 사십시오.
But Hyundai Motors, they said.
다른 자동차 사면
other car companies
2만 마일에
offer 20,000 miles
2년 동안 애프터 서비스를 무료
or 2-year warranty.
한국 자동차를 사면
But the Korean Hyundai car company
10년에
They offer 10 years
10만 마일까지
100,000 mile warranty
After service
warranty
한국은 자동차 고장 난 차를 만들려고 연구를 했어요.
You know they try to figure out cars that don't break down.
그걸 성공해 가지고
And they succeeded in doing that.
서울 시내 그 많은 정비 공장 다 문 닫았어요.
And in the city of Seoul all the car repair shops closed down.
사실인데
It's true.
서울에 정비 공장 있어요.
There are car repair shops in Seoul.
있는데 몇 개 있어요.
You know, a few.
우리 교회 앞에 하나 있어요.
There's one in front of our church.
우리 교회 차 고장 많이 나서 그런 건 아니에요.
You know, when our car church car breaks down, we take it there.
한국 차 거의 고장이 안 나요.
You know, Korean cars barely ever break down.
한국산 차 사면 10년 타고 이제 new 모델을 바꾸는데.
You know, in Korea, they usually drive about 10 cars and get a new car.
10년 동안 고장 한 번도 안 나요.
And for 10 years, it never breaks down.
제 현대하고 상관없이 광고하는 게 아닙니다.
You know, I'm not advertising for them. I'm not. You know, I have nothing to do with them. You can buy whatever you want.
돈 받은 것도 없고.
No, I'm not getting paid for this.
문제는.
But the thing is.
사고에 달렸습니다.
You know, it's from thinking.
우리는 율법을 지킬 수 없습니다.
Everyone, we are unable to keep the law.
그래서 율법 아래 있는 사람들은
So people under the law
저주 아래 있는데
They are under the curse.
온 세계 많은 나라에서
But in many countries around the world today,
기독교인들 율법 아래 있습니다.
Many Christians remain under the law.
난 잘 모르지만
And I'm not exactly sure.
이 교회에서 율법에서 벗어나서
And I hope that people can be freed from the law in this
은혜
church.
성령의 법 아래 예수님의 사랑을 받으십시오.
And receive the love of Jesus Christ in the law of Spirit of grace.
사랑해서
And in the love of Jesus,
우리 죄를 사하셨습니다.
He has forgiven our sins.
예레미야 31장
Jeremiah 31
34절. 그들이 다시는 각기 이웃과 형제를 가르치기 이르기를 너는 여호와를 알라 하지 아니 큰 자녀 큰 자가 다 나를 알미니라.
And they shall teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother saying know the Lord for they shall all know me from the least of them unto the greatest of them.
그 다음 이야기 중입니다.
And then it says
내가 그들의 죄악을 사하고
For I will forgive their iniquity.
다시는 그 죄를 기억지
And I will remember their sin no more.
제가 영어를 할 줄 모르지만
You know, I'm not good at English, but
I will remember their sin no more.
I will remember their sin no more.
맞아요.
Is that right?
여러분에게서요.
It's for you.
당신에게 말이죠.
He's saying this to you.
한 말씀하세요.
God is saying.
난 이제 기억지 않아.
I remember your sin no more.
나는 사랑해.
I love you.
십자가 신어졌어.
They have been washed away at the cross.
이걸 봐야 합니다.
This is what we have to look at.
아멘.
아멘.
그래서 많은 청소년들이 변하고 있고요.
And we're bringing change to many youths.
많은 사람이 변하고 있어요.
Many people are changing.
박옥수 목사가 잘나가 똑똑한가?
Not because Pastor Oksu Park is great or smart.
예수님의 십자가가
But the cross of Jesus.
죄를 씻었다는 게 확실했고.
You know, it is clear. It has washed away our sins.
그리고 그다음에
And then after that,
우리는 율법을 지킬 수 없는 것도 확실합니다.
You know, it is clear that we are unable to keep the law.
이스라엘 백성은 교만했습니다.
The Israelites were arrogant.
자, 율법 지킬 수 있을 줄로 생각.
They thought they could keep the law.
속지 마십시오.
Do not be deceived.
우리는 더럽습니다.
We are dirty.
악하고.
We are evil.
거짓되고.
Deceitful.
음란하고.
Lustful.
가증되고.
And we are fake.
우리는 율법을 지킬 수.
We 없습니다. are unable to keep the law.
우리가 필요한 건
What we need is
법이 아니라
not the law.
은혜와 긍휼입니다.
But it is grace and mercy.
아멘.
아멘.
그래서 하나님은
That's why God
율법을 주어서
He gave us the law
지키나 봤습니다.
And told us to keep it
못 지켜서
And we failed
말합니다.
That's what he says
예레미야 31장
Jeremiah 31
31절에
In verse 31
나 여호와가 말하노라 보라 날이 이르리 내가 이스라엘 집과 유다 집에 새 언약을 세우리
Behold the days come saith the Lord that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah
첫 번째 언약은
The first law,
우리가 하는 겁니다.
It's about us doing it.
법 지키면 복을 받고
If you keep the law, you get blessed.
못 지키면 저주.
If not, you get cursed.
세상에는 99점 잘했지만
A 99 in the world is a good score.
법 앞에 가면
But in front of the law,
99점은 죄인.
99, if you score 99, you're a sinner. Because you broke one.
그래서 우리는 전부 죄인입니다.
So we are all sinners.
맞습니까?
Is that right?
근데 우리가 뭐래 죄가 씻어지는 게 아닙니다.
Our sins are not washed away by us doing something.
내가 그들의 죄악을 사.
But for I will forgive their iniquity.
다시 그 죄를 기억지.
And I will remember their sin no more.
여호와의 말입니다.
Saith the Lord.
이 말씀 믿음으로 받아들이면.
When you accept these words by faith.
여러분이 의로운 사람이 됩니다.
Then you become righteous people.
하나님의 사람이 됩니다.
People of God.
이제 죄가 역사하는 게 아니고.
And so it is no longer sin living in you.
하나님이 여러분 속에 일할.
God will work inside of you.
이 사실 믿고 죄 사함 받은 사람들.
People who believe in this and receive the forgiveness of sins.
다 변합니다.
They all change.
왜?
Why?
예수님 그 마음을 지배하고 있습니다.
Because Jesus rules their heart.
율법을 지키려는 사람은
And people who try to keep the law.
그 율법에 매여 있기 때문에
They are tied down to the law.
저주를 받습니다.
They can only be cursed.
율법 아래인 사람 저주 아래 있다고 말했어.
The Bible says people that are under the law are under the curse.
어릴 때부터 교회를 다녔지만,
even though I went to church from a young age,
죄를 많이 짓고 했습니다.
I committed many sins.
1962년,
but in 1962,
19살,
when I was 19 years old,
예수 피가 내 죄를 사한 걸 알았어.
I got to realize that the blood of Jesus forgave my sins.
완벽하게,
perfectly,
거룩하게,
holy.
그래서 의인이라 그랬어.
And so I said I am righteous.
죄 없다 그랬어.
That I am without sin.
내가 잘한 게 아니고.
Not because of my greatness.
예수 믿는 믿음이었어.
But through believing in Jesus.
그러고도 제가 무슨 일을 하든.
And from that day, no matter what I did,
하나님 저와 함께 계시.
God was always with me.
이런 복음을 만방에 전하.
And I'm preaching this gospel all over.
혹시 기독교인들 가운데서.
And even amongst you.
나 율법을 지키겠다 어리석은 생각까지 해.
Even amongst you in this church, if there's anyone having the thought foolishly, I'm going to try to keep the law.
율법 지키는 사람 한 명도 없어.
Everyone, there's not one person who keep the law.
우리는 율법이 아니고.
By the deeds of the law.
자비와 긍휼이 필요.
That's not what we need. We need grace and mercy.
하나님 우리에게 긍휼을 베푸셔서.
And God, He gave us mercy.
예수님 보내 십자가에 못 박혀 죽으심으로.
And He had Jesus be crucified on the cross.
죄를 사하게 했어.
And through that, He forgave our sins.
그걸
That's what we believe.
그걸 믿을 때,
when you believe that,
성령이 와서,
the Holy Spirit comes to you
술주정병이 변하고,
and gives you true change.
마약 중독자가 변하고,
and then you, the drug addicts change.
그런 이야기는 저희들 교회 너무너무 많아요.
And we have so many stories about that.
오늘 사랑하는 여러분 앞에 와서,
I'm standing here before you loving folks.
목사님께 좋은 자리를 주셔서,
and pastor has provided us a great place.
말씀을 전할 수 있어서 너무 감사합니다.
And I'm able to share the word. I'm so thankful.
이제 우리가 잘해서가 아니라
not by our greatness
하나님
but God did it
내가 그들의 죄악을
He said I will forgive your iniquity
다시 그것을 기억지
and I will remember your sin no more
여호와의 말
saith the Lord
여러분 율법 지키라고 하면
if you are trying to keep the law
아니, 저는 못 지킵니다
we are unable to
악합니다
you know we are evil
거짓됩니다
we are deceitful
음란합니다
we are lustful
더럽습니다
we are dirty God give me grace.
우리에게는 율법이 아닌
so not by the law,
은혜의 성령의 법이 필요합니다.
But we need the law of the Spirit of grace.
은혜의 성령의 법은
the law of the Spirit of grace
다른 것이
is none other.
율법은 우리가 뭘 하느냐 안 하느냐에 달려 있고
the law it depends on how well or poorly you do.
은혜의 성령의 법은
but the law of the Spirit of grace
예수님 뭘 하느냐 안 하느냐에 달려
no, did Jesus do it or not? That's what it depends on.
예수님이 우리 위해 십자에 못 박히시고
But Jesus was crucified
우리 죄를 사했어요.
And he forgave our sins.
1962년 19살 때 이 사실을
In 1962 when I was 19 I came to realize this.
그때부터 내가 달라지기 시작했어요.
From then on I started to change.
사랑하는 교회 목사님 또 성도 여러분 모두
Our loving pastor and all the brothers and sisters here.
율법에서 벗어나서
May we be freed from the law.
성령의 성령의 법 아래서
And under the law of the Spirit of grace.
하나님을 섬기고 하면
May we serve God.
하나님 여러분과 함께 계셔서
And God will be with us.
그 크고 온전한 복을 베푸실 줄로
Then bestow the precious blessings unto us.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 우리 아버지 앞에 감사와 영광.
Our Holy Father God, we give you thanks and glory.
전 죄로 멸망을 받고 저주를 받아야 했어.
Through sin we're supposed to receive destruction and curse.
예수님 오신 우리를 그래서 건져 주시고.
But Jesus delivered us from all the sins.
온전케 하셨어.
And He has perfected us.
거룩하게 하셨습니다.
And He has made us holy.
우리 죄를 기억지 않는다.
And He says He remembers our sins no more.
내 죄를 하나님이 씻으셨다고 했어.
And He says that we have been washed.
말씀을 믿습니다.
And we believe in the word.
이 교회 목사님과 성도들 모두에게.
May the pastor and everybody here, God, may them receive Your grace.
우리가 상관은 주의 은혜가.
And may the grace of the Lord overflow in this church so that they may live the blessed life and receive the grace of God we ask of you. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus we pray.
Amen.
Thank you very much, everyone.